This is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. And the first movie, well, nobody will probably go to this one just because of its weird name. It's called The Secret Life of Bees, and it's set in the 60s in Dakota Fanning. She just wants to figure out where she belongs. Her mother's dead, and her father, well, he's not very nice. So she and her nanny, who's played by Jennifer Hudson, leave to find their way to a beekeeper's house, which is run by Queen Latifah and Alicia Keys.
Who we got here?
I'm Lily, and this is Rosaline. We need a place to stay. You see, my mother died when I was little, and my daddy just got killed in the tracks on our farm. We're on our way to Virginia, so I don't have money for a train ticket or a motel, and not that anyone would take in a Negro woman, even though it's a violation of the Civil Rights Act.
So the bee parts in this movie, they're all symbolic and metaphorical or whatever. Yep, you got it. Not probably for the guys out there, but for us girls, it's pretty touching. It's really a simple story filled with racial tension and lots of self-discovery kind of moments. See what I mean, guys out there? Not for you. But the acting is really strong and it's beautifully filmed. You kind of expect with all the stars in this one, though, that it might be a musical, but it is not at all. It's a moving and pretty tragic drama sometimes. You know, if Oprah had a movie club, this would probably be one of her favorites on her movie night traffic light for us girls. Out there, The Secret Life of Bees is a green light. Now on to a completely different kind of movie this week. It's called Sex Drive. So Ian's in high school and he just wants a girlfriend, but he meets a hot girl online and promises that if he drives out to see her, she might give him a little something-something when he gets there. So it's a road trip for him and his two best friends.
Ian, you're 18 and you've never had a girlfriend. That's how people wind up getting gay.
I don't think that's really how it happens. And anyway, there is a girl.
Where'd you meet her?
Online.
What? Don't you watch Dateline? She's probably a guy.
Well, you know how I think there's a whole new kind of movie genre now? The raunchy genre? Well, their target audience is just not 40-year-old virgins anymore. Now it's all the teens out there. This thing is filled with crude jokes and sexual deviant situations. And a movie like this would not be complete without, you know, taking lots of shots at homosexuals and the Amish. Yes, I did say the Amish. Very random and odd, I know. But I do have to admit there were two really funny scenes. And if you do the math, that'll cost you about $5 each for those scenes. Way too high of a price if you ask me for the funny parts. So I have to believe that the teens out there, well, they must have something better to do with their money than paying for this kind of movie. So in our movie night traffic light, this movie, Sex Drive, is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.